Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is distressed, thinking that when I kill Bhishma, Drona and others, I'll feel lots of pain in my heart, and thinking that he's lamenting. And Krishna is helping him out to come out of the same. And with helping Arjuna, he's helping us as well by giving life lessons. So let's see today what Krishna wants to teach us. So text number 16.
नासतो विद्यते भावो ना भावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः.
सो हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग अर्जुन न असतः विद्यते भावो दैट इज नास्तो विद्यते भावो. सो कृष्णा इज सेइंग that there is no permanent endurance or permanent existence, na bhavo, of whom? Asataha, of the body. So body is temporary. That's what Krishna is telling here. And then the next line he says, na bhavo vidyate sataha. And there is no change. There is no change. Na bhavo, of whom? Of sataha, of eternal. And what is eternal? Soul is eternal. So, in the first line, Krishna is saying that body is temporary and soul is eternal. And in the next line, now he is telling that tattva darshibihi, those personalities who are called as seers of truth, who can see things as they are. What have they concluded? Antaha, what have they concluded? About these two, ubhayorapi, this is what they have concluded. What is that? Body is temporary and soul is eternal. So this is what Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna here. This word is very nice. Tattva darshibihi. Look at this word. So Krishna is saying tattva darshibihi. People who see things as they are, they have concluded, oh Arjuna. This is what he is telling. So basically he is taunting Arjuna. You spoke like a scholarly person, but then you are not seeing things as they are. This is what have been concluded by those people who see things as they are, the seers of truth or tattva darshivihi. Now here, in Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, it is said that the soul is not attached to the body. When the soul is not attached to the body, then when it comes to the lamentation and distress and other things which are byproduct of this body, soul is not disturbed by all that. So basically here, Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna that see, Bhishma and others are indestructible. They're eternal. Then why are you lamenting? What is your problem? This is what Krishna is trying to ask Arjuna and educate him about the body and soul. Let's try to educate ourselves now. What is different pointers or what are different points which we can learn from this particular shloka? So in the purport, the first few lines we see the difference between the body and soul. This is very, very important to understand. What is the difference between body and soul? The body is changing every moment. If you remember, we have discussed this in, I guess, 2nd chapter, 13th verse. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe verse. So there we have discussed that how the body keeps changing from childhood to youth to old age and finally goes to, the soul goes to another body, right? So the body keeps changing. It is not permanent. It is temporary. And that in that particular video we discussed that how the modern science has also proved, right, that every 7 to 10 years, the cells of the body keeps changing. And we discussed also about the child's body. The newborn baby's body has got 300 bones. Whereas an adult, the adult has some 206 bones or something like that. So the body changes. The body is not permanent. The body keeps changing. That is what is a characteristic of the body. What about the soul? So here it is given. The spirit soul exists permanently despite all changes of the body and mind. Sometimes people might have this question. Oh, body is changing. My mind is also changing. My requirements are changing. My necessities are changing. So I think even the soul should change. No. Soul remains constant throughout the journey of a person, not just in this body. Even in the previous bodies, whatever the bodies the person has taken, or in future, whatever the bodies the person will be taking, the soul is going to remain constant. So these two are very, very important points to understand. And who is talking about this? Just devotees are talking about this? No. This conclusion is established by all classes of seers of truth, all transcendentalists, both impersonalists and personalists. Even Mayavadis believe, yes, this is the fact. Now what happens is, only when the person is bewildered by ignorance, when the person is in complete ignorance, he is not able to understand the difference between body and soul. And under the influence of ignorance, he has got two different misgivings. The first one is identifying oneself with the matter. Okay? He starts thinking, oh, I am this body. Sometimes people say, I am the mind, I am this body, and so on and so forth. So that is the first misgiving or first ignorance. Second one is they start identifying themselves as God. This is the most abominable thing that can happen. They start thinking that I am God, I am God. There was one nice quote on a t-shirt which I had read. So that says that I was an atheist till I realized that I am God. This is how, you know, concoction of people are. Now the question is how to remove this ignorance, because some of us might be in this. In fact, most of us might have either of the two. Something will be there, some ignorance will be there. Either we are convinced that we are body, or we are convinced that we are God. Now how to get rid of this? There are two important solutions that is given here for all our benefit. The first one is re-establishment of the eternal relationship between the worshipper and the worshipable. So we have actually lost our relationship with Krishna. So that relation has to be revived, or we have to re-establish that particular relationship. How to do that? In this age of Kali, there is only one way. That is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when someone, you know, he starts practicing bhakti, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what happens is that lost relationship is revived. The lost relationship is re-established. This is the first thing. We have to re-establish our relationship. Second point that is mentioned here is we have to understand the difference between the part and parcel of living entities, the we are part and parcel living entities, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So basically we need to understand who we are and who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the difference between both of us? This is a very important understanding that every single human being should get. How can we get that? Again, it is given here. By thorough study of oneself, so we have to understand who we are first. The difference between oneself and the Supreme Being understood as a relationship between the part and the whole. Then we will understand that we are just a part and God is whole. Krishna is whole. So in this way, we will understand the difference between we, ourselves, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will understand that how tiny we are and how great the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is. So in this way, these two points are very important. First one is, re-establish our relationship with Krishna. Second, we need to understand the difference between us and Krishna. If we understand these two points very, very thoroughly, if we realize these two points very, very thoroughly, surely we'll be out of the ignorance. We'll not lament for unnecessary things of this world. There's a nice learning that is given here. So what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? Two points are given here. First one is to drive away such ignorance. So anyone who studies Bhagavad Gita every day, like all of us are doing, shloka a day, anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita every day, try to understand and implement the same in one's own life, what happens? Such a person will be out of ignorance. See, there is no other way to come out of ignorance. This is the only solution that is given. When we study Bhagavad Gita, we will be out of ignorance. So this is the first one, drive away such ignorance. And second one is enlightenment of all living entities for all time. See, sometimes people might say Bhagavad Gita was given in Kurukshetra 5000 years back. So how is it valid now in this modern age? It is valid for all time to come. This is what is the statement of the Shastra. So this point has to be very clear that we will be out of ignorance. But at the same time, we need to understand the goal of life. We need to understand how to march towards that goal. And that Bhagavad Gita will teach us. We are so fortunate that all merciful Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, He has given us these wonderful teachings. The only thing that we have to do is, need not do any research now. We just need to understand what it is, realize, implement the same in our day-to-day life. And no one can stop us from living a very, very blissful life. Because once the person is out of ignorance, the person will be on the reality platform. And when he's on the platform of reality, you know, he'll live a blissful life, surely. Let's see what Krishna wants to tell Arjuna next. And let's see what we can learn from the same. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.